Calling all stations, this is a QST message. This is N5JLC with the Arkansas Section Bulletin. News for this product is compiled from the websites of clubs and organizations in the Arkansas Section and surrounding areas. The section news starts now. The Arkansas River Valley Amateur Radio Foundation hosted the 18th annual Russellville Ham Fest on Saturday, March 6th. John Evans, WB5BHS, and Charles Shingler, K5CS, served as co-chairs for the event, and we spoke with Charles briefly.
Oh, the Ham Fest was wonderful. We had great weather and had over 400 people come in through the doors, which is up from last year. And in this kind of an economy, I think it's just really fantastic we had such a good turnout.
There are only a few days left to nominate individuals and clubs for the 2010 Dayton Hamvention Awards. This year, in addition to the Special Achievement Award, Technical Excellence Award, and Amateur of the Year Award that have been awarded for many years, the Hamvention Awards Committee will also present a special award to the Amateur Radio Club of the Year. That award is tied to this year's Hamvention theme, Amateur Radio Clubs Worldwide, The Lifeline. March 15th is the deadline for nominations for all four awards. Information on how to nominate a person or club for these awards is available on the Dayton Hamvention website at www.hamvention.org. Take this opportunity to recognize a special individual or club for their efforts on behalf of amateur radio. The Fort Smith Area Amateur Radio Club announced on Thursday, March 11th, that their 146.94 repeater was disconnected by the new owners of the tower that they were using. Jerry Tucker, W5JWT, is allowing amateurs in the area to use his repeater in its place until it can be moved. The W5JWT repeater is available on 145.110 MHz with a 114.8 Hz tone. This next story will be of special interest to those amateur scientists out there. The ARRL recently wrapped up their second homebrew challenge to build a linear amplifier designed to boost a 5-watt, 40-meter output up to 50 watts while keeping the total cost down under $125. There were several winners in the contest, which makes us ask the question, what experimental or homebrew activities are you working with? If you are working on an interesting radio experiment, or if you have completed your own homebrew project, we would like to hear about it. Join in on the homebrew discussion on the Arkansas Sections page on Facebook. Once you're on Facebook, just search for ARRL Arkansas Section. On March 4th, a number of amateur radio operators completed the Department of Homeland Security's Communications Unit Leader, or COMEL, course. This course is designed to teach the latest management practices in disasters of all sizes. This is only the second class of this kind in Arkansas. Roger Gray, N5QS, had this to say.
I enjoyed it. It was a very in-depth, hands-on class. Basically left everybody that completed the class qualified to coordinate all the communications at a Type 3 disaster.
Ed Allspaugh, N3QL, said he doesn't come from an emergency service background, but he was still able to benefit from the class.
It helped me gain an understanding of exactly what goes on in an emergency, how the emergency will scale up, how it will scale down, and as a COMEL, my role in emergency management.
Other services, such as emergency management, hospitals, and law enforcement, were also represented in the class. Now grab a pen, because here are a few of the recently announced events coming up around the Arkansas section. The 41st Queen Wilhelmina Ham Fest will be on September 10th and 11th. More information is available at www.qwha.org. More events and details are available on the ARRL Arkansas Section's Facebook page. In this edition, we only have one new silent key to share with you. Reverend Raymond Albert Johnson, formerly WD5IDN of Blytheville, died on February 28th at the age of 92. Clubs and organizations that would like to have their news included in the next edition of the Arkansas Section Bulletin just need to update their own website's news page and ensure that their website is listed in the ARRL's club directory. That concludes this session of the Arkansas Section Bulletin. Thanks for listening, and 73 from N5JLC.